Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Dina Smith, a mental health professional and owner of Dina Smith Enneagram Consulting. Dina, for 20 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Thank you, Mark. I'm really glad to be here. I appreciate this. So, yes, I'm a licensed mental health counselor in the state of Florida. I am certified as an Enneagram informed mental health professional and coach. So as the owner of Dina Smith Enneagram Consulting, I am working as a therapist, but also doing coaching with high achievers, leaderships of different organizations. I've done a lot of work with healthcare organizations around using the Enneagram as a personality framework to look at how they could improve their leadership style and also how they could improve relationships on their team.
Interesting. I've just got a quick question on that before you continue, yeah. If I may. When I say we, I mean New Leaf specialize in DISC and MBTI, and you know, there's various other personality assessments. That's one that we haven't used before. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, I would love to. So the Enneagram is it's a 9-type framework. And the way that I was trained on the Enneagram is by Beth and Jeff McCord, and they've coined it as an internal GPS. So what you do with the Enneagram is you determine yourself, your basic type, and then there are a few other types that hinge off of that basic type. So we actually relate to 5 total of all the 9 types. But what we're looking at, especially in coaching and especially in someone who's in a leadership position, is how do I automatically, habitually respond to my world, my worldview? Is it through the lens of being someone who's more responding in terms of action? Or am I someone who more dominantly, when I'm faced with information, I have to think about it before I do anything or take any kind of decision making? Or am I someone who is more heart-centered and I'm really checking in with my emotions first? And so utilizing kind of those centers of intelligence to look at how do I automatically respond to the world, and then within the 9 Enneagram types, what strategies do I use that are based on my core motivations and how those show up in my relationships when I'm working with other people? And one of the, I'm familiar with the DISC, I'm familiar with the Myers-Briggs, I know they're, you know, the Clifton, the Strengths Finders, and one of the things that I have really enjoyed about learning the Enneagram and utilizing it in practice is that it's really focused on the motivations behind the behavior. And we're not really looking at changing like how you see the world, but we want to change kind of what you do with how you see the world. So if I'm someone who sees the world like this, and I'm working with my team, or I'm working on a project with a group, how can I shift my lens? What other parts of my personality are present that I don't automatically access all the time? So typically we have certain strategies within our Enneagram type profile that we like to use all the time. And sometimes it's not appropriate, or it's in friction with the other person's lens of the world.
Interesting. If anyone's watching this back and knows me in the comments, what do you predict I am? Driven? Information-based? Maybe feelings-based? Who knows? But in our last 2 minutes, Dina, if you don't mind, recommended best practice, what would those headlines be?
I would say that the best leaders that I have come across, have worked with, are really have a lot of self-awareness. So I think it starts with self-awareness. I think it understands, it starts with also understanding in that awareness what your strengths are and what your blind spots are, because we all have these strengths. And some of us, depending on how, we view things, we don't like to pay attention to our strengths, but we all have them. And then really looking at your awareness around your blind spots and how those are, they might be blind spots, but you have other alternatives. You have other options in how you relate to a person. And so really being able to look at my strengths, look at my blind spots to say, okay, what else can I do here? I have these other parts of myself that maybe I'm, maybe would create a space where I have to be more vulnerable and that's uncomfortable for me, or it would create a space where I have to be more direct and that's uncomfortable for me. And really looking at, how important is that relationship? And can I take the risk myself as the leader or as the person doing, kind of the self-reflective work to have that awareness and change? And I think it's also important to just be curious about people. I don't think, and the Enneagram really helps with that. It really helps provide a space where you're giving people grace for how they're hardwired. You're giving yourself grace for how you're hardwired. So I think just being able to give each other grace and stay curious about other people, because my experience has been that we tend to judge others that don't see things the way that we do. And I think that that can be kind of a trap in on a team and in a leadership relationship.
Could not, excuse me, could not have said it better myself. Extraordinary. Thank you so much for sharing. And before we sign off, excuse me, frog in my throat, just a reminder to any of our subscribers to always keep an eye on our events page of the website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Dina, thank you so much and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Mark.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.